I was talking about the up there last night when we rained a bunch of beans.
Now, when you have these beans, how do you prepare them?
Well, they're shelled out of the hull completely. So many of your wax beans, the string beans are snapped, but your limas, your butter beans are shelled. I don't believe I've ever eaten them snapped out at all.
What do you call the edible types of root vegetables? Let's say old spinach.
Maybe spinach, your greens, your mustards, and tender greens, and various types.
Well, you mentioned corn. What do you call the corn that you go out and pull right off the stalk and bring in, then you pull off the outer covering? Well, what do you call the outer covering?
Shuck.
And the part that sticks out the top?
Silk.
And what do you call the part up on top of the stalk?
The tassel. Huh? Most of everybody call it a tassel. Huh? You'll hear it. I'd say majority here will be a corn tassel. You'll run into some in a tassel, but majority will call it a corn tassel.
What do you call this corn when you bring it in that way? And then throw it right in the pot?
Roasting ears.
Is this any special kind of corn? Or?
Oh, of course nowadays we just have a little sweet corn in the garden, but I still like the field corn just about as good as it.
But any of them that you serve on
in the green stage there is roasting ear corn.
Roasting ear, sweet corn or field corn?
Yeah.
What do you call that vegetable? Well, the one in particular would be yellow and have a crooked neck.
Squash.
You gotta get through all these things. And the vegetable that you're supposed to eat on New Year's Day for good luck? Have it with Little Joel.
Is that the black-eyed pea day?
Yeah. Many berries grown around here.
Boston berries and, of course, acres and acres of wild blackberries.
Mm-hmm. Any of those red berries that you grow close to?
Not many strawberries here. As quick as you cross the river, you're into the strawberry center of the world.
Just across the river.
When you go to Stillwell in the spring, they have an annual day and you're invited from the world wide over to eat strawberries and cream all day long. Mm-hmm. One day a year over there.
Break out all over if you're allergic.
Doesn't make any difference. You can eat 1 pint, 2 pints, or just eat. It's free all day long. They have a big annual strawberry day, picnic, parades, everything.
Huh. Many people go?
Thousands.
Huh. How many raspberries?
Not that I know of anywhere here.
Too hot for them.
I don't know of any raspberries. I don't even know what kind of a bush a raspberry grows on.
I think it's about like a blackberry, a little more delicate maybe. You didn't raise many melons.
I'd say there's a lot of just homegrown patches, you know, a few vines. Very few commercial melons. Mm-hmm. These people along the highway will have an acre or two, you know, for those little stands all along the highway.
Well, what kind of melons would they raise?
Oh, don't know. The Texas Gray, of course, is coming into this
watermelon?
Country. Yeah, the watermelon and the cantaloupe is here. And they still have a few, what do they call them, the old muskmelon. The cantaloupe is a little different variety there. But the watermelon is, I guess, what you were thinking of instead of different varieties of watermelon.
Yeah. Do you have that fungus growth around here in the woods that you find when the moisture's right? You go out and cut it or pick it? Looks maybe like an umbrella.